next start to the week?
A lot of work, yeah. Guys are still kind of beat up. A lot of insertion, just introduction to scheme. A really heavy work day from a Monday, which is a Tuesday, but they handled it okay.
What's your quarterback situation right now?
Riley's still beat up. Taysom took all the reps today, and it'll be similar to last week. We'll just go as long as we can and see how it progresses during the week.
Any update on Mike and Lisa, whether...
You know, I don't know about that, Jay. I didn't check on his return. I think surgery was the next day.
I think they said 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks. There you go. So.
And it was Saturday's surgery, right?
I'm almost positive it was the day after. Yeah.
How much work is Riley able to do right now?
Not much. He was watching mostly today.
From a medical standpoint, what are they kind of telling you about either windows or recovery time or anything?
No. You know, so much of it is just based on how he feels and his pain tolerance, which I know is really high, and he wants to play desperately in this game, but he's also realistic, and so it's hard to predict. I'm just following a very similar format to last week, other than chances are probably even more likely that he'll play than last week, but I thought there was a chance he'd play a week ago, so it's hard to tell.
Are the kicking rules undefined now? You know, you use Riley Stevenson, and then you use Justin for a PAT. I mean, what are those?
Basically, long field goals. I'm talking like 35 and out. Really long ones would go to Justin Sorensen. Most likely anything from there in would be Riley. And then Riley's our punter and Justin's our kickoff guy. So that's kind of where we are.
Did you know Justin's never missed a PAT in his college career?
I know that now.
There you go.
Are we having him kick PATs?
He did one last week.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yes.
What's the status of Richard Wilson?
Richard Wilson is working hard. I don't think that his ACL and the way he runs is quite back to where it was prior to injury as well. And so I think he's fighting to get that up to speed as fast as possible. Being cleared to practice and even playing in the games is still different than being at 100%. I don't think he's quite there yet. And so that's the best way to kind of describe it.
Gave Adam Hogan a few snaps last week. How does your backup corner situation kind of stand on both sides?
It's kind of a three-way mix, I would say, between Micah, Hanneman, Adam Hogan, and Robbie Buckner. It's kind of all three are even.
Will we see Adam Hine yet? Is he back yet?
Good question. I'd like to see him when he is back. I know he had another test and was a lot closer prior to this past game. And what his exact status is for this week, I'm not positive, but we'd like to play him, at least on special teams, as soon as he's back. I know those guys are monitoring it closely, so possible for this week would probably be the way to list it today.
Has he been practicing?
Didn't last week, or in practicing in a limited role, I would say.
Quad, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In your view, what has the last two games against Utah State done in this rivalry? Has it reignited this rivalry?
Sure. I think it's not only the last two games, but it's just watching their program grow and build, and I think Gary's done a really nice job. And not only how they're playing this season, but how they've played us the last 2 years. I think all of that cumulative. So the last two games, but also their record this year, we're just building a nice program. And so it should be a great game.
Are you in favor of there's some talk that they want a home-and-home when this agreement is over. Are you in favor of that, or would you rather see this continue as a two-for-one?
Obviously, to our advantage, two-for-one is better. And so I'd like to hold on to that as long as possible. As this contract ends, we'll have to look at it closely. But I'd like to hold that as long as possible. But I understand their feelings.
May not be able to say for sure until Friday night and the game is over, but where would you maybe put Utah State in terms of the teams you've had to prepare for to this point in terms of toughness?
One of the most difficult. I like the way they're playing defensively. I saw them in a crossover game before we played Utah, so I saw their defense and was able to study it pretty closely, and I think they're doing a nice job. Offensively, a lot of weapons and spreading the field, and obviously a mobile quarterback, good running back, nice receivers, and a good scheme, and then solid on special teams. So hard to say until you play someone, but at least at first glance, I'm impressed.